What's going on, everyone? And welcome to the D-Lloyd NBA podcast presented by CLNS Media, the online leading provider of audio and video content. I am your host, Devin Lloyd, and today is your episode for Friday, November 9th. Now, should be a relatively quick episode here. Not a ton of stuff happened since the last episode, but we're going to be covering everything that has happened since then. And I'll give you guys some of my thoughts and opinions as well as to some of the topics that has essentially went on in the past week in the NBA. Now, the thing that we don't definitely want to talk about, we talked about it a little bit in the last episode, mentioned it, but we were able to see the first game, see the results, and that was the addition of Tyson Chandler to the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, Tyson Chandler, not only did he make his debut, he had a very solid one, by the way, but he was playing in the end of the game, critical moments. You would have thought that would have been JaVale McGee, but the Lakers decided to go with Tyson Chandler in the final possessions of the game instead of JaVale McGee, who has been playing great, by the way. I think JaVale McGee is definitely in the running for most improved player this season. But Tyson Chandler, he comes in with that veteran presence. We know JaVale McGee is also a veteran, but he's never played more than 25 minutes, more than, I believe, twice coming into the season. That's what he's doing now. So although he does have some championship experience behind him, he's not the same quality of veteran that Tyson Chandler is. Tyson Chandler, he locked down Karl Anthony Towns. He couldn't do anything down low in the post. That's what you're going to get out of Tyson Chandler. Now, one thing you do have to start questioning is you've seen Tyson Chandler playing with a ton of effort, a ton of heart. You also seen him looking like he was getting a little tired out there on the court as well. You know the Lakers want to get out in transition. You know they're going to run a lot. How is Tyson Chandler, at the age of 36, going to hold up long term? You have the adrenaline going because it's your first game and it's at home in Staples Center. You have a lot of adrenaline that's going to carry you through. But how is that adrenaline going to happen when all of a sudden you're on the road, say you're in Denver, don't have that crowd behind you, and now they're asking you to finish out the game, play 25 plus minutes? How are you going to carry on then? It definitely remains to be seen. We'll of course see Tyson Chandler again as the Lakers go through an easier stretch of their schedule than not playing the top teams that they did early on. A couple teams with sub 500 records, they should get their record above 500 during these next stretch of games. But Tyson Chandler made an immediate impact. I think the most important thing was we got to see a backup big. It wasn't Kyle Kuzma guarding big man anymore. It wasn't Josh Hart guarding big man anymore. We got to see an actual big man in Tyson Chandler coming off of the bench and playing. So that was definitely something great to see. I think it's going to work out long term for LA. Of course, we have to actually see it to believe it, but I think it was a great signing. I think it happened at the right time. And it was definitely a good move by Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka to bring in Tyson Chandler. Also a good move by Tyson Chandler to sign with the Lakers. You're going to get playing time and you have a chance to compete, try to make the playoffs. One team, though, that has been struggling is the Houston Rockets. They lost last night to the Oklahoma City Thunder, wait for it, without Russell Westbrook. No Russell Westbrook. They were able to defeat the Houston Rockets with, by the way, all of their big pieces. Carmelo Anthony was there. Chris Paul was there. James Harden was there. And not only did they lose, they scored the fewest points in any game since Mike D'Antoni has been there. So a very, very bad game by Houston. And this season has not been going well at all. Now you have to start questioning, is Carmelo Anthony to blame for a lot of their struggles? He came off the bench. It looks like he somewhat has accepted coming off of the bench. But when you see him, he doesn't really perform too great coming off the bench. So they end up losing 98-80. Got blown out. Only scored 15 points in the third quarter. Only scored 19 points in the first quarter. And Carmelo Anthony, playing 20 minutes, had a grand total of 2 points. Yes, the Carmelo Anthony we all know and love, the guy who can always score a bucket when needed, was minus 22 on the court and finished with 2 points. And the only basket came late in the game on a goaltending. So Carmelo Anthony never actually seen The ball go through the basket. He had the goaltending call. 1 of 11 shooting from the field. 0 of 6 shooting from the three-point line. 5 rebounds. No assists. No steals. No blocks. That's all you got from Carmelo Anthony. Look at Chris Paul. He played 36 minutes. He still does not look like the same Chris Paul that we seen last season. Now we know he's another year older. He's trying to figure things out with Carmelo Anthony, another guy who wants the ball. But he only had 10 points and 5 assists. Steals was definitely there with 6. But the stats show that he's been okay. But when you watch Chris Paul, this is not the same Chris Paul that we are all used to seeing. I think that's definitely having an effect on the 4-6 Houston Rockets. James Harden is not the same James Harden from last season either. Now, he can still score, but there's a major, major hole when you look at his stat sheet and when you look at James Harden. He's not getting to the free throw line like he was last season. And it's odd in a year where freedom of movement, that's all we're hearing offseason. The refs are supposed to allow that. Way more fouls are being called. Defense is kind of thrown out the window. We're seeing teams put up 140 points, 130, 120, and 110 regularly. And the Houston Rockets, a team who we thought would have benefited probably the most out of the new rules this season, has been struggling. Like I said, Ole scored 80 points and James Harden had 19, but Ole shot a total of 3 free throws last night. This is the same guy who we're used to seeing consistently shoot 13, 15 free throws. Yes, he could still score the same 19, 18 points, but you add on another 10 made free throws, all of a sudden, that's 28, 29 points. He hits 12. You're at 30 points. That's what we're used to seeing out of James Harden. You're taking a lot of those points away because he's not getting to the free throw line with the same regularity that he did in seasons past. I think that's also hurting Houston. Still, the loss of Luke Mbah-Mute, we thought it would be a huge loss. The loss of Trevor Ariza, we thought it would be a pretty big loss also, but we didn't think it would be this big of a difference. Do you think the Houston Rockets will get things back together? They have to. They have too much offensive firepower to continue struggling the way they are. The entire starting lineup is going to get you double digits, except for Ennis, of course, but P.J. Tucker, when he's on, he's going to knock it down. He's good for 2 threes almost every night. P.J. Tucker's going to get you double-digit points. Clint Capella should get you double-digit points. He should get you close to 10 rebounds every single night. Didn't do that last night at 17-7, but he should get you close to that 10 rebounds a game. Chris Paul, supposed to be getting you over double-digit points every single night. James Harden, supposed to be getting you 25 to 30 points every single night. The Rockets have a lot to figuring out to do. They have to figure out the defense. They do get their defensive coach back at the end of the month, which, you know, he's unretiring, which will hopefully help out Houston. But in this tough Western Conference where teams are beating up on each other every single night, it appears, Houston is not out of it. They're sitting there with a 4-6 record. I think they will definitely bounce back. I think they will be okay. Now, a team that has bounced back is the Oklahoma City Thunder, who did beat Houston last night. They started off the season terrible, but they're now on a 7-game winning streak with a 7-4 record. No Russell Westbrook, like I said. The starter has been Dennis Schroeder, who I believe is going to prove to be one of the best pickups of the offseason. You got rid of Carmelo Anthony, and you got Dennis Schroeder back for free, in my opinion, because Carmelo Anthony was on his way out. Either you were going to trade him or you're going to buy him out. And you end up getting Dennis Schroeder out of the deal. He's now coming in at point guard since we don't know how long this Russell Westbrook injury is going to last. It looked like it shouldn't be too bad, but we don't know exactly how many games he's going to be out for. So Dennis Schroeder comes in. He had a great game the first game without Westbrook last night. It was decent. He gave you 14, 6, and 5, 6 to 12 shooting. But Paul George, he's been doing his part, but the entire team for Oklahoma City has been doing this thing. And then Diallo coming off of the bench, he seemed like a great late-round pick for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm definitely excited to see what they're going to keep doing moving forward. The Western Conference is going to be tough. You have the Golden State Warriors, who also lost last night, by the way. You have the Golden State Warriors. They are clearly on top in the West. They are the best team in the NBA. They're the best team in the Western Conference. And it looks like you're going to have a pretty big jump off between 1 and 2. I don't see nobody keeping up with the Golden State Warriors. That includes the Denver Nuggets, who have been playing out of their mind so far this season. Nikola Jokic playing very, very good. We need him to shoot more shots. But he's been playing very, very good as well. But I don't see Denver keeping up this pace. I think they will definitely come back to earth a little bit, start losing some games. They may be the number 2 or number 3 seed in this Western Conference. I just don't see them getting 60 wins. They may be a 50-win team, but you see the Golden State Warriors of winning more than 60 games. I don't think no other team's going to win more than 55 in this Western Conference. It's definitely going to be tough moving forward and seeing how a lot of stuff kind of shakes out. But that's something to kind of watch. A lot of these teams, it's about 11 or 12 teams in the Western Conference trying to all get those top 8 seeds, or essentially trying to get those 7 seeds, because number 1 is going to the Golden State Warriors. It's going to be very, very tough. It's going to go down to the end of the season, I think, before the final playoff seeds are actually given out. The Cleveland Cavaliers made a small signing as well. They were able to bring in Andrew Harrison to a 2-way contract, technically, but he will not go to the G League affiliate, the Canton Charge, at all. So essentially what's going to happen is 2-way deal. You can spend up to 45 days with the actual NBA team, which is Cleveland. And then after the 45 days with the regular ball club, if you want to keep him there, you have to convert him to a standard contract. The way they're handling Andrew Harrison is he's technically on a 2-way deal. He will not report at all to the Canton Charge, who is their G League affiliate. He will spend the entire 45 days with the Cleveland Cavaliers. After that, they will evaluate, see if they want to keep him. If they want to keep him on the team, they would then convert him to a standard NBA contract. It makes sense from Cleveland's end. You can see what Harrison could do for a month and a half. If he plays good for you, if you want to rock with them long term, at least the entire season, you can then convert him. We know Andrew Harrison is what he is. He's an NBA talent. He's never going to be a star or anything like that. But he's a guy who can give you some valuable minutes here and there. You don't want him as your starting point guard or anything like that. But the Cleveland want to see what he could do in his system, see what he could do overall in these 45 days. I think he'll eventually get a full-time spot with the Cavaliers. But that is something to kind of watch for, to see how, you know, he ends up playing out as well. Then the last story we're going to talk about that's also very, very interesting. This one is just kind of coming down. Is Baron Davis is still trying to make an NBA comeback. Baron Davis, we have not seen him in the NBA since the 2011-2012 season. But Baron Davis, now sitting at the age of 39 years old, hasn't played, like I said, in years, trying to make a comeback to the NBA. Baron Davis, once an NBA All-Star, very, very exciting player to watch, especially in his time with Golden State. Then he had his time with New Orleans, very, very solid player. But the last time we seen him, he was with the Knicks. He was averaging 6 points a game. The year before that, he was with Cleveland, averaging 13 points a game. We know he can score, but what can he do at the age of 39? That's going to be tough to see. But, you know, I'm always rooting for comeback stories. We'll see what happens. I don't think you take this too seriously. I don't think Baron Davis actually does end up getting a shot. But it's something to watch moving forward. Like I said, I was a fan of Baron Davis in his time with New Orleans and with Golden State. A little bit with the Clippers, but of course at that time, his athleticism was kind of, you know, fading away. Wasn't quite the same player. But at the age of 39, does he have enough to come back into the NBA? We will see, but it's something to watch forward as well as we kind of progress through the weeks of the NBA season. But like I said, a very, very quick episode for today. Really no major news to talk about. But if you want to stay up to date with all the latest news and rumors around the National Basketball Association, make sure you go ahead and follow the YouTube channel. We post there almost daily at DLloydNBA. I will keep you up to date on all the latest news, rumors. Also, if you want to keep up with me personally, make sure you follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. We will be back Monday, recap some of the games that happened over the weekend. If there's any major news, we're going to talk about it. Hope you guys have a great weekend. I will see you on Monday. Peace.